The story starts.
What hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now, you are bringing us to Vegas for lots of interesting movie news first up.
Yeah, CinemaCon. It's kind of been dominating everything this week. And, you know, we've seen so many announcements, so much kind of hype around casting mentions like the Beatles. You've got the Springsteen movie that's coming. Superman. There was a long extended cut from that was released. Naked Gun featured as well.
Yes.
With Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I know. There was Avatar, Fire and Water. A lot we didn't get to see because obviously it's for the cinema owners and it's to boost up the you know, I suppose those that want to kind of, you know, how much they want to put behind the movies when they do come along. And so, but I don't remember it being so big actually as an event with so much been announced. Amazon used it to their strength as well, kind of confirming about the Bond production, that was sort of starting and that they were getting started with it. The producers that they've appointed to it, Amy Pascal and David Heyman, weren't there because apparently they're getting started on a fresh, exotic new chapter.
Okay, so beautifully
Amazon.
Vague.
Beautifully vague, beautifully vague. So not quite sure what they're doing. They did announce a couple of other things. You know, they confirmed a new Thomas Crown Affair to be directed and starring Michael B. Jordan. They've also said that they are moving forward. And I think we reported on it before, a film called I Play Rocky. This is a Peter Farrelly directed film that follows a young Sylvester Stallone and his journey to try and get Rocky made. But overall, yeah, just a lot coming from it in those teaser trailers and the things that we've seen. And it does, it sort of sets it up that the world gets excited about and confirms for the world things like, you know, who's going to play the Beatles. And then you hear all this kind of news coming forward where they play, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of a movie and everyone starts to get excited about it.
Yeah,
that's what it's for.
It all works. It all works. Now, what is Guy Ritchie up to?
Yeah, it looks like he's set to maybe direct the sequel to last year's Roadhouse remake. So Jake Gyllenhaal, as you remember, played the kind of lead role in the film. It was a reimagining of the 1987 Patrick Swayze-led film. And it follows a former UFC fighter who takes a job as a bouncer at a rough and tumble roadhouse in the Florida Keys, but soon discovers that not everything is what it seems in this tropical paradise. It became Amazon's most watched film debut ever on a worldwide basis, with nearly 100 million worldwide viewers tuning in to see it. Guy Ritchie himself has been pretty busy. He's had a lot on the big and small screen. I mean, The Gentleman's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare was released last year. He's got the Fountain of Youth film, which is coming out on Apple TV+. And you just had the launch of the Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan-led crime series Mobland, which has just come out as well. So, yeah, it looks like the director, you see, of the original film had a bit of a falling out. That was Doug Liman, because he wanted Amazon to put Roadhouse on theatrical release. They didn't. That didn't go well, and that's why they're looking for a new director.
There you go. And there's another director getting into the ring.
Yeah, Zack Snyder is getting into the octagon because he's partnering with the UFC to direct a film called Brawler. And this is a sort of movie that will portray a young fighter rising from the rough streets of Los Angeles to get a shot at the UFC championship, but having to battle his inner demons as he fights for redemption, according to the logline of the film's producers. It's kind of pointing, isn't it, towards a big interest in all this field. I mean, we know how popular sort of UFC is, but now that you're seeing these sort of collaborations and filmmakers actually working towards, you know, producing, you know, we had a lot of boxing movies down through the years, but we're starting to see it now with UFC, with more and more of them coming along.
Okay, a pause on a Disney movie.
It's probably not a surprise. Mm-hmm. So there were a reimagining of the 2010 animated film Tangled, and they have decided to maybe not move forward. They had this in active development actually with Michael Gracey, who's the director of The Greatest Showman and Better Man, but obviously I think following kind of what has happened with Snow White, obviously the poor reviews, the controversial headlines, and ultimately a very poor box office, they've kind of stopped and had a kind of maybe a bit of a think to say maybe this is not the best strategy to go forward. Now, a lot for Disney's sort of future live action plans is going to kind of come around with Lilo and Stitch remake, which is opening next month. And they've also got a live action Moana that's coming next summer as well. But yeah, maybe everyone at the Mouse House is taking just a bit of a pause at the moment as they're thinking what to do with these.
I think Tangled is great as is. Leave it alone.
There's a lot of that, isn't there? But again, it's look, we know we see it even what's released this week. It's all down to IP and putting something familiar in front of audiences. But that's not working all the time now.
All right. Tell us about Brad Pitt. We loved him as Cliff Booth with his Oscar award winning role. What's happening with that?
Well, yeah, they've got a sequel spin-off that's coming to it that Tarantino has written. And it's been kind of sitting around for a while, but it looks like David Fincher is going to direct it now.
As opposed to Tarantino.
Yeah. We see Tarantino is sort of standing by his principle. He said he was only going to direct 10 films, right? Yeah. And he had a film called The Movie Critic, which he was writing, but then that doesn't seem to have happened. And yeah, I don't think he wants this one to be his 10th film. So it's something that will probably help as well. I think $20 million was spent acquiring the script from him. So that'll do it as well. But Fincher's first look deal with Netflix. So it seems this deal has been put together really, really quickly. Pitt is open to it as well and coming back to play the role. I really liked his role in the film as well.
Oh, he was great in it. So this is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a really kind of fun role and you know, did well. He critically and award winning as well. Mm. But yeah, there's no word now if Leonardo DiCaprio or Margot Robbie will return for cameo or supporting roles in it. But with that cast of Pitt and director of Fincher from a script by Tarantino. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm there for that.
OK, now some potential casting. This is a Greta Gerwig's next movie.
Yeah, this is the Narnia movies so that she is making for Netflix. And it seems that Meryl Streep is in talks to play Aslan the Great Lion the films. Yeah, so in the novels, Aslan is a talking lion who serves as Narnia's guardian and a guide for the human children. Generally portrayed as a man, Aslan was created as an allegory for Jesus by author C.S. Lewis. So we're hearing different rumours around the casting here. Charlie XCX was in talks for a role as the White Witch. Mm-hmm. Daniel Craig has also been courted for the project as well, which is aiming to shoot this year. So Netflix are taking a big punt on this. You know, they're putting a lot of money into it. They acquired the rights and they have a very good director in Greta Gerwig, who's also managed to strike a deal for herself that this is going to get an IMAX release first before it will drop on the streamer.
Good.
Which is something Netflix hasn't done a lot of. So yeah, we'll see where that casting goes, but it sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting, and Greta Gerwig, always a great director. Another great director is Todd Haynes, and he's getting an award.
He's getting an award at the Cannes Film Festival. So yeah, he's going to get a Lifetime Achievement Award from the French Film Directors Guild. Of course, he's no stranger to having great films that have featured in many of the festivals. When you think of his catalogue of filmography, Carl, Far From Heaven, Velvet Goldmine, I'm Not There, May, December. So he's going to receive the award on May 14th at the opening ceremony of the Director's Fortnight. This is the Cannes Festival sidebar that's organised by the Guild. And he's been a president recently, president of the International Jury at the Berlin Film Festival. He's also kind of featured in many of those festivals. But look at the people that are previous winners of this award. Andrea Arnold, Martin Scorsese, David Cronenberg, Jane Campion. Yeah. So he's in good company.
Certainly
there.
Is.
It's a good choice.
Very good. What trailer watch have you picked for us?
Yeah, so this is a movie called Warfare, and it's about a platoon of American Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission gone wrong in an insurgent territory. It's a visceral boots-on-the-ground story of modern warfare and brotherhood. Take a listen to a clip from Warfare.
Oh, he's back, speaking with serious intent to probe.
Alpha 2, we might have guys starting to move on our position.
Copy. We're getting a buildup of activity here, too.
Yeah, I definitely see weapons at this point.
Yeah, we have definite massing.
Redman 08 is profane. We're seeing activity converging to your north and south.
This is Frogman 6, Romeo. We need a evac at our last known position.
We have severely wounded.
Who's severely wounded?
Titan.
Let's move!
Here's the plan.
EA 5 minutes, over.
The scouts are gonna lead us out, and I'm bringing up the rear.
Pop smoke.
Smoke out?
We are all coming back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, clip there from Warfare, fairly full on. But I see Alex Garland is in there, who impressed us so much with Civil War.
Yeah, isn't it surprising? Civil War, when I think back to it, didn't feature an awards category.
Yeah, it was very good.
It's a very good, strong film. Ray Mendoza also co-writing, co-directing here as an Iraq war veteran. But good cast as well. Defara Winitai, Will Poulter, Kit Connor, Joseph Quinn, Cosmo Jarvis and Charles Menton starring in Warfare, which is going to be released the 18th of April. Do look at the trailer.
Okay, new releases in our cinemas this weekend. Let's start with Four Mothers.
I can't take it anymore. All she wants to do is smoke fags and watch telly.
My one keeps turning up a week for people she doesn't even know. Look at their Simon.
She looks right.
Good morning, Edward.
Oh my God,
she speaks.
If you were going any slower, we would go back in time.
Why do you keep pointing at every turn?
Why are you in therapy?
I don't know, ma'am, okay? I'm a writer, I'm neurotic.
Repeat after me. I'm going to stop
taking care of other people and start taking care of myself.
My son has abandoned me with strangers.
None of us asked to be here in the first place, you know.
I'm going to have to bring a sleeping bag in here. Well, where am I going to sleep?
Edward, you can't come.
Mom, we're going to have to make this work. We can do it together.
Yeah, that is Four Mothers. It closed this year's Dublin International Film Festival. It's been very well received, hasn't it, Garrett?
Yeah, and a really nice cast here as well. So it's about a struggling novelist who's forced to take care of three eccentric older women and his own mother over the course of one chaotic weekend in Dublin. That cast includes Fionnuala Flanagan, James McArdle, Rory O'Neill, Niamh Cusack, Dervla Molloy, Paddy Glynn, Stella McCusker and Garrod Farley as well, all starring in Four Mothers. Good choice this weekend.
Yeah, Mr. Burton sounds interesting.
Yes, this one kind of surprised me as it came along. It's the story of Rich Jenkins, who's the son of a miner and an English teacher who recognised his talent. So this was Philip Burton. So it's a moving and untold story of how Rich Jenkins became Richard Burton, the biggest star that Wales has ever produced. Toby Jones, Leslie Manville starring in this, and Harry Lawtie stars as Richard Burton in the movie as well.
Yeah, so that's called nice Mr. cast, Burton. Mr. Burton. Now, they're queuing up for this next one.
Unbelievable. Yeah, my son went to see this yesterday and the queue was out the door, blockbuster for a movie all about blocks. But this is a Minecraft movie and it seems the kids are absolutely loving it. So this puts you into the world where four misfits find themselves struggling with ordinary problems when they're suddenly pulled through a mysterious portal into the overworld, a bizarre cubic wonderland that thrives on imagination. So good cast here, Jack Black in as Jason Momoa. And as you said, it's if you see queues at the cinema, you know that all the kids are going to see a Minecraft movie.
I love seeing a queue at a cinema, whatever they're going to. That's great news indeed. Yeah. And a couple more to mention.
Yes, Restless is about a middle-aged empty nester's mundane life. It's upended when raucous new neighbours move in next door, unleashing potential danger and disruption. Lindsay Marshall starring in this. When you watch the trailer for this, you just get this sense of wow, yeah, imagine living beside that. So that's on the big screen. And one more to mention, Death of a Unicorn. This is about a father-daughter duo, Riley and Elliot, hit a unicorn with their car and bring it to the wilderness retreat of a mega wealthy pharmaceutical CEO. Paul Rudd, Jenny Ortega, Tia Leone, Will Poulter, and the always wonderful Richard E. Grant star in that movie. And just finally to mention, the Catalyst International Film Festival is currently on. It's the sixth edition of the festival. It's happening in Limerick and it runs until tomorrow. So there's various different panel discussions, workshops and networking events and, of course, screenings taking place at that festival.
Very good. What TV movie have you picked for us?
Yes, so this is about a Jewish concert pianist who struggles to evade capture and deportation by the Nazis in the Warsaw ghetto during the Holocaust. Separated from his family, he ends up living on the streets as the city collapses around him, but finds the will and the means to survive with the help of a German officer. It is an Oscar-winning drama. It's called The Pianist and it stars Adrian Brody. And you can watch it on TG Car tonight at 9:30.
Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.